It's time for the three of us to go on a hike. A hike up this will never work mountain.
What?
Sorry.
I wasn't ready for that.
Sorry.
One.
I'm sorry. Am I being?
We've had some love connections, geez. Keep the hope alive.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. Should I start again?
Yes. Okay, here.
More optimistic this time.
Hi, everybody. It's time for the three of us to go up This Will End in Tears Hill. It's what we call second chance romance. Lex, who do we have today?
Who's first? Right. Today we're going to talk to Amber first.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Thank you for writing in. Fun fact about Amber, when we announced we were bringing back this stupid thing, Amber was one of the first to email Dawn, so thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna shut up now, Amber, and go ahead and tell us about your date. Tell us your story.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me. So I met this guy, Alan. We met online, and like normally I would only go on like a coffee date first, but his profile really intrigued me. So I said yes to going to dinner, and we met up, and I think we had a really great date. Like, he's a nice guy. Of course, I've heard second chance before, so like I will admit he wasn't always present. Oh. But when he was, like, our conversation was super easy.
When you say he wasn't present, you mean like maybe texting or looking up or looking at other people in the room? Is that what you mean, Amber?
Yeah, like there were a few times like I could see him, I don't know, sort of like drifting away, like his eyes were looking past me a little bit. And there was one other thing, is that I was late, like probably about 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. I felt really bad, but I mean, I texted him about it beforehand, and like he seemed okay with it. But I don't know if that maybe.
Wow! Look at Amber already preempted. Warning us.
I was gonna say.
I told you I listen to you guys all the time. So.
I already love you. Amber's like, look, I'm just gonna tell you the truth within 3 minutes, so we can just get to it. And I love, know thyself, Amber. You know we say that all the time. Know thyself, so
yes,
you know yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, how about take us to the end of the date? What happened?
So he walked me to my car. We didn't kiss or make out or anything, but like we did have a nice hug and said like, oh, see you soon. So expected to like hear from him.
Okay, so no talk of a second date or?
Well, I mean, like looking back, of course, I've like thought this over and over and over. We didn't like set up a formal date, but I don't know. I assumed he'd text me by now, and he hasn't, and so that's driving me crazy.
Because Amber, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but because other than the lateness and everything, you're kind of answering the question by even being here, but you felt something, like you were attracted and felt a little, maybe not a spark, but maybe a little electricity?
Yeah, like, I don't know about, like, electricity yet, but I definitely felt like we had a really good time, and so I feel like it was definitely enough to say, let's do it again.
Okay. All right.
Kenny, any questions, my friend? Because she took us to the date.
Should we just let him on?
Let's see what he says.
My questions might hurt some feelings.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt feelings.
Amber, here's what you know what we're going to do. So we're going to put you on hold. You're going to hear everything.
Okay.
Alan does not know that you are listening. So
she's on hold.
We'll be back with you in a minute.
All right, we got Alan on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Well, good. Thank you for being on hold, and you are now live on the show. Thank you for being here. Now, I know you know this is about a date that you've had recently. So do you remember going on a date with Amber?
Yeah, we went out to dinner. She's okay.
Okay. Well, we wanted to know why perhaps there wasn't a second date. Was there a reason? What happened on the date, or what, if you don't mind me getting nosy, what prompted you to not want to reach out to her, if that's in fact what happened?
All right. She's a cool person. She just isn't for me. We had zero chemistry. There wasn't that instant spark, you know, that love at first sight thing in the past. If I didn't feel it in the first 10 minutes on a date, it never really grew over time. Ooh. I just didn't feel it with Amber.
Well, come on. I feel like you're holding back. She said you were kind of looking right past her at the date. What is it really? There's got to be, come on, nail it down here for me. What's going on? She got
It just didn't get those butterflies that you get. You know, I didn't have any feeling. I'm not lying to you. I didn't make anything up. This is real. Oh. I didn't get that feeling. You don't like someone instantly, you know. I'm just, okay. You know, it's right. Pretty cut and dry. Yeah. You meet them or you don't like them.
Yeah, I can groove on that. Were you at all tempted to just excuse yourself to go to the bathroom and then sneak out of there? I may have done that a time or two. That's the only
reason.
I've done that, but
I didn't do that to Amber.
All right. Okay. Cool. Well, that's a sign of respect.
So,
not leaving the person. Yeah, that you're right. That is.
So it was.
Got 1 point for that. Yeah.
So Alan,
I do that to my wife, actually.
So, Alan, we're hearing you, and you sound, we don't know you, but you sound pretty to the point. Cut to the chase kind of guy. So,
no, there's sparks. Nothing.
So, it was just a good old fashioned no sparks.
Right. No okay. Sparks.
Well, Alan. We have Amber on the other line because, like I said,
yep, she's.
I am loving Alan. Alan is spicy. Yeah. Yeah. Amber, say hi to Alan. Alan, say hi to Amber.
Hi, hey, Alan. Amber. How you doing?
Hey, great. I'm all right. How are you?
Just fine. I mean, awkward being on the radio and. Talking to you about
this. Well, I mean, sorry. Yeah. I just wanted to talk to you again. I didn't know. I don't know. I kind of thought maybe you were mad because I was a little late. Like,
no, tardiness is annoying, but that's not good enough. Everyone could be late. That's fine. I just didn't get those butterflies, you know, you get in your stomach when you meet someone and you just feel something.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I didn't have, like, butterflies either, really. But, like, do you really think that's necessary right away? I mean, it was just, like, the first time we met.
Yeah, it's just that feeling I get when I first meet someone. It's an unspoken something. Usually it's a spark that you can just tell is there.
I mean, like, I feel like that's a lot to live up to for a first date. Like, I mean...
Oh.
If you're not into me, you could have just told me you're not into me.
Mm. Look, Amber, I know you're newish to being back on the dating scene, but I date a lot. And, you know, ghosting is what everyone does. It's just part of the relationship scene these days.
What?
Like, yep.
Okay. I feel like that doesn't make it okay, but I guess if that's how you roll, like, good to know. Right.
That's how I roll.
Who gets to ask today? Jesus, it's your turn.
Well, let me wipe the urine from my seat, and then I'll ask. Hey, our boss has a collection of gift cards, and if you guys wanted to go out for coffee and try it again, we would pay for it. But I'm going to just assume that's a big old hell no.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to waste our time. If you have like a free weekend, maybe like a weekend away.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I know I called you guys, and I appreciate you like helping me out with this, but now this is a big no for me. Now,
okay.
Alan, like, I hope you find the right person that doesn't make you want to ghost them and gets like all your butterflies and like you know all that going right away. So good luck with that.
Well, guys,
thanks.
Thank you both for being good sports and being very direct and adult. So, Alan, Amber, have a good summer.
You too. Enjoy
yourself. Thank you, guys. I still love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
We love you too, Amber.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Are they gone? Did you hang up on them?
Yeah, they're gone.
It took every ounce of my took every ounce of my being not to light into the. Is he local? Can he hear this? Alan, you're a jackass. What a creep. You don't treat other humans that way. What a whole bunch of words I can't say on the radio. My gosh.
Did I tell them to have a nice summer?
What do you say after that?
Wow.
What you say, Kenny, times 100. Yeah, wow.
Wow.
I hope you two have a very nice summer.
I'm really glad that you guys handled this because I was on the verge of just going bananas on this guy. What a creep.
That is really high order to expect there be chemistry sparks right away that last. A lot of times chemistry grows over time, but there wasn't. I guess he's just like, I need right away lust or something.
And you know what? What's with Amber? Why is she so nice to him? She should have kicked him in the crotch. She is way too nice to this.
He did a good job of making himself look like a jerk, though. So
our buddy Jace just tweeted, listening to Second Chance Romance makes me feel so grateful to be in a long-term relationship. I am holding on to him a little stronger now. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna let Colin turn off every light he wants to when I get home tonight.
No kidding. Leave those drawers open, roommate.
Yeah, open. I'll close them all day long for you.
That's right. We gotta take a break. We'll be back.
Let's recover.
Right after this.